Good evening, sister. Sister Rosalind, can you hear me?
Yes, sis, I can hear you.
Thank you so much. Sisters, let us go to our Heavenly Father. Dear kind, loving Heavenly Father, we come approaching your throne of grace at this time with the heart of thanksgiving. We want to thank you first, Lord, for just allowing us to see this new day, which is called the present. We thank you for this gift, dear Lord. We ask, dear Lord, that you continue to bless us as we go through our night and through the furtherance of this program. I'm asking, dear Lord, that you forgive me of my sins, knowingly and unknowingly, that this prayer would not be hindered. Heavenly Father, I ask that you continue to be with all of the program participants, each and every sister that is called in, each and every first-time caller. We pray that they will get something out of this lesson that will be given by our sister Adrian, and we can continue to take it and apply it in our lives and bless our Christian journey. Dear Lord, we know so many are sick among us, and we just ask, dear Lord, that you bless them with a reasonable portion of their health. We pray, Father, for those that are in bereavement at this time. We ask a special, special prayer upon our dear Sister Della Kilpatrick's family. We ask that you touch them, comfort them like only you can, dear Lord, and surround them, dear Lord, with those that can help them be at ease. We thank you, Father, for allowing her to be in our lives, many of us. We pray, Father, for those that are in prison, those that are shackled and bonded by or abused or being harmed or homeless. We pray, Father, for them at this time. We pray, Father, that hearts will be touched tonight and encouraged tonight by your word on our topic, When It Rains, It Pours, by Sister Adrian. We pray that you bless her with the recollection of those things that she has studied, that we can take them, dear Lord, and apply them and be blessed. We pray, Father, that you continue to bless the effort and work of Lady Prayer Warriors, especially our prayer-thon that is coming up, dear Lord, that you bless it. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will bless those that may call in. We pray that we will get the word out, that those that need prayer will be able to have it and be blessed. We ask, dear Lord, that you guide us and protect us always on this Christian journey. Give us those things that we stand in need of and protect us from those things that we do not need. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus, I humbly pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Natissa, for going to God's throne and offering up the prayer for us. I appreciate it. All right. I have a question, Sister Rosier. I know that you're doing intro to the speaker. Are you also doing a prison ministry salute?
There is no prison ministry salute.
We did that last week.
Last week? Okay. Thank you very much. Charge to my ailing elderly brain. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Linda Newsom.
Praise the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters, on this evening. Scripture text is taken from Job, the 36th chapter, verses 26 through 28. Job, the 36th chapter, verses 26 through 28, the NLV version. How great is God beyond our understanding? The number of his years is past finding out. He draws up the drops of water, which distill as rain to the streams. The clouds pour down their moisture, and abundant showers fall on mankind. May the Lord bless the reader, the hearers, and doers of his holy and divine words. Amen, sisters.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda, for boldly reading God's word. Thank you so much. All right. Next, we will have our song by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Good evening. I have a little tickle in my throat, so y'all excuse me. He's sweet, I know. Lord, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise and strong winds may blow. I'll tell the world wherever I go that I've found a Savior and he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Lord, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise and strong winds may blow. I'll tell the world wherever I go that I've found a Savior and he's sweet, I know. I get so tired, vexed by Satan's snares. For sometimes my burdens seem too hard to bear. But people talk about me, but there's one thing I know, that I've found a Savior, Lord, and he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Lord, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise and strong winds may blow. I'll tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior, Lord, and he's sweet, I know. When it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. But he sweet, I know, but he is sweet, I know.
Beautiful, Sister Cheryl. Beautiful song. He's sweet, I know. And amen, amen to that. Thank you so much for lending your beautiful voice to us tonight. Introduction of the speaker will be done by Dorothy Rozier.
Hi. Good evening, sisters. Sister Adrienne Jameson was baptized into the body of Christ August 27, 1966, by the late evangelist Brother Booker T. Martin at the 21st Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown of Gary, Indiana. She has taught Sunday school, Wednesday night Bible class, vacation Bible school, and worked with youth ministries for over 50 years. She is a widow and has two adult sons, Anthony and Andrew. Sister Adrienne worships at the Harvest Church of Christ in Tony, Alabama. She dearly loves the Lord and her passion is studying God's word. She has been in LPW for 9 years, and is on the health, benevolent, life streams and happenings, and prison, sick, and shut-in team. I present to you all Sister Lady A, Sister Adrienne Jameson. Thank you.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight. First, I'd like to thank our administrators and our administrative assistant for affording me the opportunity to teach another lesson. Also, I'd like to thank, with all my heart, our gracious host, Sister Rosalind Boddy, our opening prayer, Sister Natissa Thompson, scripture reading, Sister Linda Newson, and our song praise, Sister Cheryl D. Anderson. Beautiful song. Beautiful, Sister Cheryl. Thank you. Sister Dorothy Rozier, I'd like to thank you for introducing me. And Sister Beverly White will be closing us out in prayer. Sisters, I'm not going to keep you long. I will tell you, this lesson was hard for me. I really struggled, and I couldn't figure out why I was having so much trouble. But I think that you'll get something from this lesson, and I hope and pray that God will be pleased. Let us begin. Sisters, do you feel like your sufferings, your trials, your tribulations are never ending? Do you ever wonder why God is punishing you? The book of Job teaches that Satan needs permission to challenge us. God allows this because challenges purify our lives and they refine our faith and our faithfulness. If we are God's people, can you imagine this, sisters? Satan needs permission to challenge us. I don't know about you all, but when I understood that sentence, that it just blew my mind. Whatever we go through in life, evidently, God thinks we can handle it. We all know the story of Job. He lost everything he had. I ask myself sometimes, how in the world did Job deal with all of his tragedies and his challenges? I've come to the conclusion that God will not allow us to go through trials, to go through tribulations that we cannot stand up to. I'm really convinced of that, sisters. God allows us to go through these things so that we can learn and we can grow from them. We all can ponder the question of why we go through many storms, but to no avail. You know, we ask ourselves sometimes, well, if God is good and he's so powerful, why doesn't he do something about the storm I'm going through? My sisters, we must never, ever think that God does any wrong because he can't do anything wrong. Right? Two things God cannot do. He cannot lie, and he can't do anything wrong. You know, as mortal beings, we try to prevent our children from getting hurt. I mean, that's a parent's job. Guess what? So does God. The reality is that, you know, our children, no matter how hard we try, they're going to get hurt. You know, we've got to get in position, my sisters. We've got to get in position to thank God even for our challenges in life. Now, Satan does not have the last word on God's people. Let me say that again. Satan does not have the last word on God's people. The trials that we go through, they're purifying our faith. You know, when we go through different things, when we go through different challenges, you know, it's hard when you're in the midst of it. It's hard to see how anything good can come out of them. However, you know, we can't live our lives questioning God. We can't. We just can't. We need to remember that despite what is going on in our lives, or really what's going on in the world, especially today, we have to understand. We have to absorb. We have to believe that God is absolutely in control. You know, and one thing I found out that I want to share with you, God will always, I mean every single time, God will bless our faithfulness. You know, sometimes our trials and tribulations or the challenges we go through, guess what, my sister? Sometimes they have absolutely nothing to do with our sin. And we as Christians, sometimes we think that, but it is not true. Sometimes the challenges we go through, again, have nothing to do with our sin. We do not go through trials because we are in sin. We need to trust God and not give up no matter what may come our way. The only way we lose in this Christian journey is if we give up. Philippians 4, 19, I believe, through 23 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Now, sister, if ever there was a hallelujah scripture, that's one. You see, when you are a carrier of God's grace, your rain of blessings, listen to me now, your rain of blessings will never stop. Sisters, let me tell you some things I learned, just a few things I learned about blessings. They always come in the following components. They're either material, spiritual, or health related. May I say that again? They always come in the following components. They're either material, spiritual, or health related. These dimensions of blessings, they're just so important to our Christian journey. You know, when you have these three blessings, I'm here to tell you, sisters, you have it all. You know, a child of God, must not lack any of those three things. And you know what? The Lord is always ready. He's always ready to reach out, and grant you what you need to sustain your Christian journey. You know, the scriptures say that, the scriptures tell us that you shall be the head and not the tail. People that are the head, listen, sisters, people that are the head, they don't beg. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. You know, growing up, I'm sure all of us have said at one time or another, oh, Lord, if you get me out of this one, please, Father, help me get out of this one. I'm sure you've said that, and I'm not ashamed to tell you I've said it many times, many times. But let me tell you, I'm still a work in progress, and so are you. So, for you to be the head, you must be connected to the one that is the head of the whole universe. If the grace of Jesus is with you, you will be the head always and not the tail. You know, when things are, or when there's, let's say, an embargo, which simply means when there are restrictions and limitations in your life, there's no way you're going to improve your situation. Not by yourself. You know, when God told Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, and I believe verse 9, you know, remember Paul had a thorn in his flesh. We don't know what that thorn was. And it's really not important that we know. What did God tell him? He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Sisters, think about that, that phrase. My grace is sufficient for you. In other words, and I will paraphrase here, well, as I said before, every single thing we need to get through this mortal life, God has already given to us. All I can say is hallelujah. You know, our sister, our dear sister Lisa McIntyre, she taught us in a lesson, I think a couple of months ago, maybe a little longer. She said, and I will always remember this, she said, there is no middle ground. And I tell you tonight, sisters, with all the love in my heart, there is no straddling the fence. If you are a true believer, guess what? Act like it. God has never shortchanged us in any way. So we shouldn't shortchange him. We owe him our total and complete allegiance. It is, in fact, our act of reasonable sacrifice. You know, the rain of blessings is in and of itself an abundant gift from our God. And to put it to you mildly, we owe him. We owe him our sacrifice. We owe him our souls. You know, we've got to change our mindset, sisters. We've got to change our mindset. We've got to pray. And we've got to break free from the power of all limitations, whatsoever they may be in our lives. And again, God has equipped each and every one of us with everything we need to be able to do that. You see, sisters, we shortchange ourselves because if we really believe that we have everything we need, as the scripture tells us, when things go awry, you know, we wouldn't freak out. We wouldn't, because we know that God has our back. We've got to allow God, sisters, to break every chain that we have hanging on to us. They've got to be broken. Again, it's a reasonable act of sacrifice. Once we're striving every single day to put God first, that's the key, sisters, to put God first. Putting Him first means acknowledging His wisdom, His grace, and His mercy. Putting Him first acknowledges that we are so strong with Him. We are so strong with Him. We've got to just change our attitude, sisters. Especially when it rains and it pours down. You know, once we change our mindset, we'll begin to have a new attitude. And the phrase, when it pours, it rains, will take on a whole new and different meaning. And the phrase, when it rains, it pours, it will take on such a different meaning that our lives can be changed. You know, once you walk the walk and not just talk the talk, you can enjoy your reign of blessings, because guess what? Our God reigns over all, including the rain showers. Over in Acts, I believe, 10:34, Peter then opens his mouth and says, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." Matthew 5:45. My sisters, I've come to a place where I can appreciate my rainstorms in life, because I know through them God is making me, well, as I say all the time, fit for the kingdom. Now, I tell you what's true, sisters. We need the blessing of rain. The term, when it rains, it pours, need not be a negative term for us. Rain, I've come to understand, is vital. It's vital for our soul's salvation. You know, right now, my sisters, it feels like the earth is just waiting to explode. I mean, so much is going on. So much death, so much destruction, so much bickering and backbiting and fighting. You know, I'm sure the world is ready to explode. But sisters, what I want us to do, as my grandmother used to sing, I want us to get right, church, so we can go home. I don't know if you remember it or not, sisters, but I've told you on many lessons well, actually, a couple or three lessons ago. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to even worry about getting ready. You know, the Bible talks about the blessings of rain, too, in many different contexts. Rain in the Bible, did you know what it symbolizes? It actually symbolizes blessings. Isaiah 44, 3 and 4. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings upon your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Now, Isaiah, in the scriptures here, he had just had he just finished a real tongue lashing to God's people because they were acting up and acting ugly. He urges them to repent. Now, he gives them a good tongue lashing. He tells them about themselves. But you know what happens immediately afterwards? He consoles them. He consoles them and he assures them that there's hope if they stay on, well, for lack of a better term, on his team. You know, his same words hold true today. And if it's God's will, it will hold true for future generations. The vision of a dry, thirsty land symbolizes those who desire to be showered with blessings. I love that. Let me please read it again. The vision of a dry, thirsty land symbolizes those who desire to be showered with blessings. Just as rain brings needed nutrients to the ground, God's blessings give us nutrients to sustain this life, to keep going. Not only that, but he wants us to feel, sisters, absolutely drenched with his goodness. His desire for us is to be constantly refreshed, growing, fruitful, and healthy. God showers us with all his blessings. He never, ever holds back, and he never will, and he never will leave anything out. His blessings are the fulfillment of his promises. He showers us, he showers us with his grace, with his mercy, with his compassion, and forgiveness every single day. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. My sisters, when it rains, it pours, I want you to understand that it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not necessarily a sad thing. It's how we choose to deal with it. Again, going back to the mindset that I spoke of early. It entails facing some hard truths about ourselves at some point in our Christian walk. Also, we have to decide whether we are willing to trust God no matter what. Even when it rains, even when it pours, even when we go through trials, tribulations, challenges, even when we want to give up, we can't. Remember, we owe God. It entails believing what you've been told in the scriptures. Did God not say in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Sisters, having said that, having heard that, having understood that scripture, my beloved sisters, I leave you tonight with one question. Has anybody in your entire life ever made you a better proposition? Think about it. Thank you all so much for calling in tonight. I'm just elated that I was able to present this lesson to you. I thank God. I thank LPW. I pray something has been said that's encouraging to you. I pray that something's been said that'll make this this Christian journey, this Christian walk, a little bit easier. And I pray that we declare that we're going to go harder, as hard as we possibly can, for our God. As always, my beloved sisters, to God be the glory.
Amen, amen. A wonderful lesson, Sister Adrienne. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Beverly White.
Thank you. Can you hear me, Sister Roslyn?
Yes, dear.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, sisters. May we all bow in prayer, please. Our Father, we come tonight giving all our love and thanks for allowing us to hear a great and powerful message tonight from Sister Adrienne, "When It Rains, It Pours." Thank you for such a beautiful day. Lord, please forgive me for all my sins and transgressions, known and unknown, where this prayer would not be hindered. Lord, I want to thank you for blessing all the Lady Prayer Warriors, all our visitors that are on the line tonight, and that we're able to come together and allow us on each Friday night to be able to come and hear such heartfelt, warm, and beautiful lessons from all our sisters that are well studied for and rendered to all in a way we can understand and learn from all. Dear Lord, I come to you asking you to let your word guide us in our everyday lives. Lord, as we depart tonight, please keep your love and honor and protection around us all. Continue to bless all our Lady Prayer Warriors and our families. Lord, there is so much that is going on in the world today and also in our different families throughout the Brotherhood. Lord, I also want to thank you for blessing me to be on the call tonight, because there is so much that has been going on in my life and as of today. And Lord, please continue to bless my granddaughter as she was transferred to another mental institute on today, and praying that she will continue to get the help that is needed. Lord, I come to you also asking prayers for all our admins and our assistant. Lord, I also continue to be with Sister Della Kilpatrick's family on her loss, because she was a hard-fighting soldier, and her battle is over. And we all loved her, and she was a beautiful lady. Lord, I had a chance to meet her, and I want to thank you. Let us all remember all our dedicated warriors that have gone on, that are off the battlefield now. Lord, I want to thank you for all your love for us. And may the Lord bless us all until we meet again. And thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly.